The Hanging Valley by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson. It was the most exhilarating feeling in the world. His thighs ached, his calves throbbed, but he'd made it. Neil Fellows, wages clerk from Pontefract, stood at the summit of Swaineshead Fell. True, the fell was only 1,600 feet high, but Neil wasn't getting any younger, and the crowd back at Baxwell's Machine Tools had taken the mickey something cruel when he told them he was going fell-walking in the Dales. But now, as he stood there in the thin air, his heart beating like a steam piston, he was the one to laugh. He pushed his wire-rimmed glasses back up to the bridge of his nose and adjusted the straps of his rucksack. He'd been climbing for over an hour in perfect late-May weather, and now, looking back down the fell, he could make out Swaineshead village, whence he'd come. He easily picked out the whitewashed front of the White Rose Inn, founded 1605, and across the beck, the lichen-covered roof of the Greenock guesthouse, where he'd spent a comfortable night. He turned to take in the panorama. To the south, where the landscape hardened into the Pennines, and to the southeast, where Swainsdale itself lay, its valley bottom hidden from view. Then he noticed that below him, further down the slope, there was a small wooded valley. His guidebook hadn't mentioned anything of particular interest on the route he'd chosen, but Neil thought he might well find some interesting wild flowers along the shaded banks of its beck. True, it would mean an extra mile or so, and an unplanned climb back out again, but the sides didn't appear too steep, and so, balancing his pack, he struck out. Soon, the rough...